Hell, it's for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. Can love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two.
Tomorrow. I said we're closed, Bozo.
I wouldn't. And that's Mr. Bozo, okay?
Say that. That's right. It ain't quite closing time yet.
Hugh, let's not mess with me today, okay? I'm robbing the bank.
What the hell kind of clown are you?
To crying on the inside, kind of, I guess.
Oh, look, I'm just an old man.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is a robbery. You believe this? This is a robbery.
It is.
Thank you. All right, quiet. Put your hands on top of your head. Stand up.
We're all gonna die. 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 We're all gonna die.
Button it up, pal. Nobody likes a whiner. Don't anybody move. What did I just say? Huh? All right. It's better. Fill this up with regular, please.
Hey, that's my money.
Don't worry about it. It's insured.
She didn't give me no receipt yet. They can't insure if I don't got no receipt.
Would you please give him a receipt? And you, watch the double negatives, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, anybody else need a receipt? Last chance. Okay, we're all going into the vault now. Keep your hands on top of your head. Come on out, everybody. Let's go.
Do as he says, everyone. This will all be over with presently.
Don't dilly-dally. That's it.
Do you have the key to this?
You bet.
All right, I'm going to need another one of these filled up from in there.
Thanks.
And I'm going to need you to make a phone call for me presently. Now, the police are going to want me to let some of you people go as a sign of good faith. The best way to get out is to stay calm. If they want proof that I'm serious, I'll carve up the troublemakers first.
Jesus, God!
Shut up.
Oh, Jesus, God!
May I use your phone?
Yes. Give up now. That is the only door. There is no other way out, my friend.
Tell them anybody gets near this place, I'm going to blow it up. If I don't hear from the guy in charge in 15 minutes, I'm going to send your thumb out through the night depository. And thanks for calling me friend.
This is Princeton. You have less than 15 minutes to call in. Do not come near the bank. He is covered in dynamite.
The hostage negotiator's on his way, sir.
Tell him he won't be needed.
Till when, sir?
Till I'm no longer chief.
To my beloved wife, Carol, I leave the house in Westchester and the apartment on 78th Street. The entire stock portfolio to be divided equally among all children.
David, you can have the Giants tickets.
You shut the hell up. Cry, baby. Damn.
Give me a break. Coming. Mom?
This is Rottinger.
Who are you? Where's Mom?
Chief of police, get your butt out of there now.
You know,
I was in Nam with a jerk like you.
Oh, boy.
What's your name, son? What shall I call you?
Well?
I always liked the name Chip. Would you call me Chip?
Okay. What was that shooting just now, Chip?
Oh, wait! Call me Skip.
Okay, Skip. What was that shooting?
Well, the cameras. I shot the cameras. They were looking at me. Quit looking at me!
Oh, my God, he's barking.
Skip, we can be inside on top of you in a heartbeat.
Try to run, you won't get 5 feet.
Yeah. Will you tell your men just one bullet could hit some dynamite and blow up the whole street?
I've planted it everywhere, you know.
Don't you think I know how you plan to get out of there? You switch on a tape recorder, I'm talking to a machine, while you crawl out through the third floor heating vent.
Not a bad plan, except...
I couldn't fit with all this money, and besides, I've booby-trapped the vents with heavy explosives.
Come on down!
Dynamite!
God, I hate this town.
Let's see if we can make a deal here, Chip. Skip.
I'd like to get those people out of there.
Fine. I want a city bus with a full tank of gas. I want a Harley Davidson
XL1000.
I want a monster truck.
A what?
And I want
2 Jet Ranger helicopters here on the street.
I'll get you the choppers. I'll get you the bus, the Harley, and the monster truck just as soon as you give me the damn hostages.
Yeah, I'm sure no harm will come to me once I'm inside the bank all by myself.
At least give me the women.
Get your own women.
1 hostage per demand.
1? Listen, I've had just about enough of your comedy, clown. We're coming in through the plate glass.
All right.
I gotta hang up now because I gotta go kill everybody, okay?
Don't bust my chops, white guy. It's not that easy. It takes time to find 2 jet cruisers or pilots who are willing to fly out an armed felon.
I don't need a pilot. Now, you got 30 minutes to meet my first demand. What's your number out there?
2590660. Don't try anything rash or you're dead along with everyone else.
60? And that's here in area code 212?
All right. Do what he says, the chopper, the bus, everything. Set him up out here as soon as they arrive.
Is it diversion, Chief, or is he crazy?
He's not crazy. He'll come out of that bank with a few hostages also dressed as clowns. They'll make a run for one of the choppers, assuming we're afraid to shoot down a hostage.
Are we?
He said no pilots. That means he's flying it. Probably learned how in NAM. Now, they'll get a bead on whichever clown takes the controls and take him out before he even leaves the ground.
There he comes. He's gonna let one of us go.
Oldest first.
That makes sense. Save the one who'll die first of natural causes.
You prick.
I'm gonna vomit.
We better get him out of here first.
No! Hey, the hell with that!
It's been decided. I'm the first to go.
Who decided it?
I did.
It really isn't your decision, Mr. Adolf Hitler. Have you got my money ready back there?
Yeah.
You're the kind of person that gets innocent bystanders killed. They're meeting my first demand. All right, to show this fascist dictator here how our system works, I'm going to let you folks decide who's going to be the first to go.
Yeah.
Him?
Yes.
Well, let's... Come on. Come on. Let's go. Get downwind of me. Ooh. Exaggerate or anything.
And so we have our first report from inside the bank. Our first description of this clown at whom no one is laughing.
Whoo!
That's original.
Steve, Jody, I'll be here until the last hostage is released.
Can it? Here comes Clarabel.
Hi.
Hi. Whoa.
What's this?
It's just a gift. Okay, it's an Audemars Piguet, moon phase, 18 karat gold, alligator band. The thing cost me $12,000, but it keeps appreciating every day. As I say, it's my gift to you.
Boy, it is nice.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I can't keep this.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, I would be beholden. May I buy it? I mean, would you take three bills for it?
$300.
Well, unless someone wants to make a higher offer. Does anyone want to go higher than 300 on this? It's got a moon on it. Great. And here is my watch. It's a Timex. And the band is the Twistaflex by Spidell. And I appreciate this damn thing more and more every day.
You pig.
Excuse me? Pig? I doubt it. Think the lady protests too much or what? I think you're just afraid to party with a real man.
A real man who has to use a gun? Who has to dress up like that and keep people prisoner? You're not a man. You're a coward.
Oh, no.
She does not speak for the rest of us, Mr. Clown. We think you're quite brave and manly.
You big pussy! I don't believe you. You're all a bunch of pussies.
Why don't you take her out next? You don't need this kind of aggravation.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah?
On the bus, we got an X-Green Beret stashed under the back seat. In the motorcycle, we got exactly enough gas to carry it half a mile. We stationed our sharpshooters a half mile in every possible direction.
Any word on that monster truck?
Yeah, about a half an hour. Did the hostage give you a description of the perpetrator?
Yeah. Average height, average build, red nose, blue hair.
Your bike's out here, and so's your bus. You owe me two more hostages.
They're coming. Tell me when my monster truck gets here. Toulouse.
You ready, doll?
All set.
Relax. I'm right behind you.
Come on already.
The man is an animal. I mean, ripping out phones, urinating on desks. You see what he did to Miss Cochran's shirt? There's a scratch here. I mean, it's not deep, but it's there.
It's okay.
He hurt anybody else? Is the strain beginning to show on him?
If I can sleep 10 days and nights in a rice paddy, I could certainly last in this lousy bank. This is what the animal said to us. He says to Miss Cochran here, "Baby, up your butt with a coconut." I think he was prepared to do it! Except I saw no coconut. He had no coconut to my knowledge.
No coconut. What about dynamite? Did you see any?
Any? It's everywhere. It's on him. It's on us. Hostages strapped to tables and shields. The man is an animal. He's sick.
You okay, mister?
Officer Martin?
Yes, sir.
Take each through to the doctor, just as a precaution.
Yes, sir.
The key is, he's an animal.
That much is clear, sir.
Also, I'm repeating myself. I suppose you want to just throw me back in there with him.
He hasn't called back by 5. We stormed the bank. Senior.
Sir, can you give me a little more time? I promise I won't hurt anybody. I'll call you right back. I promise.
Now, where were we?
Oh, Phyllis. Oh, Phyllis. Drim. Guys. Phyllis, you were so great back there. I felt like you were protecting me for real.
Well, because I couldn't tell if you were pretending. You were really good. Yeah.
It's true. Let's see Miss Meryl Streep try to vomit on cue, huh? Fantastic.
Loomis, can we have 2 seconds alone?
Sure, Grim.
Thanks.
Did it. Do you remember the night you proposed?
Proposed?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the night that the pipes froze and the heat went out? And as we lay there, freezing, waiting to be discovered dead, you gave me that look. That look a woman gives her man that says, I blame you for everything. Yeah, that look. And I said to you, Phyllis, before we lose our self-respect, let's make a commitment. Let's not be the Biggersons like every other couple on the IRT. I know a way. Phyllis, will you rob a bank with me?
I will, Grim. I will. Grim, I have to tell you something. I found something out yesterday. What? What is it?
I just feel funny.
Yeah.
I feel complete.
Grim, you already were complete. You know, I mean, if you're any more complete, you'd be a little scared. Maybe this is a bad neighborhood for getting in touch with our feelings.
Yeah, especially with a fortune and our falsies. All right, I gotta make a quick call to the chief.
This is Ratzinger.
Yes, have you got Prince Albert in a can?
Feeling better, I see. Your macho maniac is here. You owe me another hostage.
All right, I gotta check it out. I'm gonna go over to the window. Tell your men to get back.
Did you have something to tell me?
I wanna wait.
I can see from right here it doesn't have a hydraulic tilt body. It's unacceptable.
son of a bitch. You never said a goddamn word about a tilting hydraulic body. We gotta send all the way to Jersey for this goddamn thing.
Don't insult me.
Now you get me a respectable monster truck, and don't get back to me until you do, okay?
What was that?
What was what? Don't try to change the subject. No tilt body, no hostages.
I want hostages. It's gonna take time to find a tilting hydraulic body.
Well, that's not my problem.
It was an accident.
They would have waited forever to go into that bank.
Just throw me out of the car and run me over.
I could have called them from anywhere in the world tonight just to tell them I was still in the bank. Let's get to the airport. We'll pretend this didn't happen.
There it is, a beep. Can you isolate that beep with this equipment?
I can try.
It could be a horn. Clowns carry horns, don't they, little rubber ones?
Sometimes their noses are horns.
I want to know what beep fast, because I'll tell you what I think it was. God damn it. It wasn't this fucking nose, it was a car horn.
How much time did we lose exactly?
They won't storm the bank until they're sure I'm not there, and then there's a period of chaos while they round up the hostages and take statements and names. And finally, they'll realize some are missing by then.
Our plane is taking off?
And they still won't know who we are. God, I hate this town.
Graham. Guess what?
Wait a second. I never scouted this neighborhood. Did we miss the expressway?
Well, I didn't see it.
They were working on the signs back there. Okay, does that sign say BQE?
Yeah.
Okay, so which way was the arrow pointing?
That was an hour ago, and that witch ain't stopped screaming the whole time.
Yeah, she even had her baby screaming at us.
All right, let me try this. Will you be putting up a new sign?
Not today.
Today's just taking shit down.
Can you tell us anything? The names of a street, any street? The directions, north, south.
It's not our neighborhood.
Honey, babe, you've got a gun. Shoot them.
I want to, but they're fur-bearing. I'd need some kind of permit, wouldn't I? See, I want to thank you guys. You could have given us help, but you've given us so much more.
Hey, that's what we're here for, right?
I'm glad this happened. It's just another little reminder of why we pulled this thing. You know what their problem is? They live here. That's all. But we don't. Not anymore.
How hot does this baby burn? Anybody find a watch out there?
Chief, did you really send men into the sewer?
Aren't you grasping at straws, Chief?
How much time was wasted in the sewer?
Where do you guys get this stuff?
Take the hostage statements in the bus to save time. Getting farther away every second.
Oh, we're really making progress now.
I saw a sign, Phyllis.
If we could just find a landmark.
Ask this guy.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, excuse me. Just seeing a thing like that.
Things are going to hell, aren't they?
Knock it off. Just a couple of guys sorting out some things. Now we're going to find a familiar street soon.
I'd settle for a familiar borough.
I think we're near John Philip Sousa. That was our junior high school. Aren't we, Grim?
Not unless there's been an H-bomb mishap since prom.
Can you help us find the BQE?
Glad to. Got a map right here in the glove.
Oh.
Wait a minute. This guy's too wonderful.
So?
Definitely a felon. Dangerous. Probably a serial killer.
Oh, maybe he's just from out of town.
He is. He's got Iowa plates.
There you go.
Where was the Clutter family from?
Kansas.
Just checking. Say the bank was really beautiful, wasn't it?
It sure was, Grim. Hey, Phyllis. Grim needs a little reassuring.
No, he doesn't. He's complete now.
There you are.
Great. Great. Thank you. Hey, is everybody this nice in Iowa?
Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh! Well, that's a stolen car.
Grim doesn't seem any different to you, does he?
Well, yesterday he was just a guy working in the Department of City Planning. And today he's a world-class bank robber.
Thank you, Loomis. You're very comforting. Oh, this is a fucking nightmare.
He doesn't even know the capital of Iowa.
Shut up.
Wow. This must be my lucky day. You got some real money here. $4.
Well, I couldn't get to the bank today. Well, let me give you this watch. It's worth $12,000. I talked to the guy down. He ended up giving it to me for $300, but nice, huh?
God, are you a sucker. Let's see what's in the trunk.
Sir, you forgot your map and our $1 million.
was...
Dubuque? Des Moines.
Now, can we go to the airport?
In the clothes we wore out of the bank. Flatbush is 15 minutes from here. We'll stop at Woolworths. The sky's the limit, baby.
You know, if Albert Einstein here hadn't honked the horn, we could have changed our clothes before they were stolen.
It was an accident, Phyllis.
Oh, you know, so was Chernobyl.
True, but Loomis didn't irradiate anybody.
Yeah. Ow! Grim, make her stop it.
Like, don't you worry about it. When I hit you, you can start worrying. And you, what are you hitting him for when you really want to be hitting me?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Something's bothering you. I remember.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to tell you something.
Shouldn't we be going?
All right, let's go. Come on. All right, straight ahead.
Right, Grim.
I'm glad the son of a bitch robbed us. It's just another reminder of how happy and lucky we are to be getting out of here.
Okay, but not Woolworths. You said we should see as few people as possible. We'll go to my apartment. I left some clothes there for the super, men's and women's.
All right, that's better. It's closer. Take the next big left. Men's clothes? Whose?
Barry Myers. You mentioned him. A guy I should have married. A guy who wasn't certifiable.
Pal. I want to thank you for getting us out alive. The owners of the bank want me to tell you not to expect any cooperation from them.
Oh?
And I think they're going to kill you with the press, too. They say that if the clown gets away, they owe it to their shareholders to let the abject humiliation of this whole thing fall on a public official.
How many shareholders are there?
Just the three, I think. But thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
See you on a bus. Oh, my God. Now this one's going. They tear them down no matter how great they were.
Chief, the Peruvian connection, the subway psycho, people are going to remember what you've done. And what's so memorable about a clown stealing $1 million? Jesus, we gotta get this guy.
Look at this. Why do they have to do that? Well, what do I care? It's not my life's work anymore.
Hey, Graham, you try. You're a good person. Caring, faithful, concerned. Aren't you?
Hey, Phyllis, where do you park around here?
Just park by the hydrant.
A hydrant?
I'll pay the ticket. I can't believe the new tenants dumped this stuff here. They're not supposed to move in till Tuesday.
Well, we should be out here by then.
Here, give me your sleeve.
Come on, is that really necessary? We're going to miss out on the complimentary beverage.
Do you want to stand out at the airport? Barry was 6'4".
Pituitary problem?
Hey, look at this, guys. I'm gonna give me one of these.
Get yourself three.
Sure would be less itchy if there's no x-ray machines. So we could just carry the dough in a suitcase, you know?
Well, those darn terrorists have made it tough on us bank robbers. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty nice jacket. Why did Barry leave this behind? Why didn't he take it with him?
Too rich to care.
And there's smoke across the street.
How'd he make his money anyway? Terminally boring banker type?
It's black smoke.
Mafia kingpin? Amway? Pimp?
Oh, no.
What? Cops?
No, fire engine.
The hydrant. Give me your keys.
Huh?
Keys.
Here.
Keys.
Grip.
Get your hands up.
You must be Mr. Edison.
Get him up!
Mr. Edison, I'm Phyllis Potter, and this is my apartment.
We were ripped off three times in the village, and it's not going to happen here.
Do we look like criminals? Do we look like people that are capable of committing a crime?
I only know what I saw. When my wife gets here, she'll go call the cops, and we'll let them decide. Now turn around and face the window.
Okay, but it's still our apartment. We'll have to have you arrested.
Oh, Jesus.
Grim, our plane takes off in 41 minutes.
Quiet! No codes.
Hey, honey. Ready to celebrate?
Oh, my God.
They were ripping off the TV when I came in.
Oh, I was touching it. Kill me.
Turn around.
Oh, great, Hal. For once, it was going to be fun. We were going to eat on the floor, drink champagne, listen to old records.
Why are you blaming me?
We haven't even moved the bed in, and already it's the same.
Now, give credit where it's due, Mrs. Edison. Hal made the commitment, didn't he? He gave up the rent-controlled place in the village.
Do you know him?
He's paying $1,500 for a one-bedroom.
$1,500? Try $2,600. You weren't paying $1,500, were you?
We were paying $1,260.
$1,260? Excuse me, I don't know you very well, but you must be crazy if you gave this place up.
Maybe we are crazy. We bought a farmhouse near Woodstock. It's rustic, kind of a fixer, but the payments are $300 a month. We just had to try. I suppose you don't believe that either, Edison. The people would go and do a thing like that.
For your information, I was at Woodstock.
I don't judge you, Hal. Really, I don't. But from Woodstock to Charles Bronson in 20 years? Good one.
Yeah.
You can shoot us now.
I've put the gun down. No hard feelings?
These are the names and numbers and preliminary statements of the hostages.
Clown seemed harmless until he harassed blonde hostage.
Yes, sir. Apparently he made some sexual overtures and things like that.
I don't see her.
We'll see who?
The blonde. Where is she? I was talking to her myself when she first came out.
All the hostages are here, sir.
They're all here, Chief.
No. Where's the whiny guy?
He's an animal.
The one that came out with her. They were the second and third ones out. Oh, Jesus. Lumberjack-looking guy. He was the first one out.
I guess in all that chaos, a few wandered
away. It was
out
of chaos, Chief.
Yeah, but we got everybody's name and telephone number.
We got all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Get me the news footage on those three hostages who were released. Right.
Then I said, it's all over, Chuckles, and wrestled him to the floor. But he got some gal in his sights, and I had to let up. That's when he cold cocked me, son of a bitch.
Come on, I'll look at some of this videotape with me so we can put out an APB on these robbers.
Robbers, plural?
They all cold cocked me.
Three of them out there, shouting with glee.
Taxi!
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 $10,000 for a taxi!
And a blowjob!
All right, can we just calm down a little, please?
Well, we'll never make the flight. We'll have to sail a raft to Fiji like Thor Heyerdahl.
I have made another reservation on the 11 o'clock to Martinique.
You never mentioned this about the 11 o'clock flight.
I never, ever thought we'd need it.
But I don't know anything about Martinique.
What'd you know about Fiji?
Nothing, really.
Okay.
Did you book another flight after that?
Oh, let's just try to make the 11 o'clock, okay?
Why? Do they know about us yet?
Well, by now, Ratzinger has probably figured out it was the first three hostages.
Oh, Grim.
Yeah.
Grim, I cannot go to prison.
Don't worry about it. We were disguised.
Taxi!
You never mentioned Ratzinger. You never mentioned Martinique.
Taxi!
What else haven't you mentioned?
Huh?
Everything you've ever told me is a lie, isn't it?
Are you all right?
Am I? You think this is fun. You think this is a night on the town.
No, I think it's a lot more exciting than that.
Taxi!
And you used to think so, too. We couldn't even discuss this plan unless there was a bedroom pretty close by.
Well, I realize who you are. What you are.
What am I?
You're a world-class bank robber, drunk on your own power and expertise. And Loomis thinks so, too.
Taxi! Taxi!
Look, I don't know where this world-class bank robber thing came from. Okay, I did rob a bank, but so did you. Isn't that what we planned for 6 months in your bedroom? And now, if when we get a cab, we can complete the plan and live out our lives with a modicum of dignity.
He's asking where to.
Oh, God. He just means which airport, that's all. Kennedy. JFK.
Sorry, I got so crazy back there.
What did Loomis say to get you so upset?
Oh, nothing. No, he's completely loyal to you. And you are to him, kind of like father and son, huh? You didn't mention Ratzinger or Martinique because the plan was perfect, and you didn't want to worry me with unlikely contingencies, right? I know I've been especially moody.
Not so as you'd notice.
And I know it's not exactly reasonable to expect a lot of attention under the circumstances. But, you see...
What a hurdle.
Oh, Jesus! The goddamn airport!
What, you got shit in your ears? Come on!
All right, now, easy. He may be a guest in our country. Friend. Kennedy. Here, look. Kennedy Airport. Look. Yeah. He's got it.
Oh, great. And why don't you take us straight to Sing Sing?
Please don't say that. You're going to upset Loomis.
Oh, God forbid.
No, please.
Huh? It's red! Stop! Stop! You don't even understand colors, do you? You don't know red from hell!
Red from it? Spain.
There's a real cabin! Stop! Taxi! Oh, yes!
That guy must want to piss me really bad.
That's a bad place to be.
Loomis! Loomis!
Hey, Lando, hurry up! I think this guy's dead!
You hear me? It's a dead man!
3882.
Send the squad car now! Loomis. Loomis?
I really liked him, I did.
Noi vim a mettere Copa Feazca.
So I says to him, are you gonna behave? And from out of nowhere comes this knife. I think it's a Bowie knife. And I hate knives.
Dennis, the news footage didn't help me very much.
I wanted it an hour ago.
Where'd you get this? A matchbook?
perfect if you want to pick up Paul Bunyan.
It's based in part on our own descriptions.
That clown was no clown. Knew we'd be too obsessed by the perpetrator inside the bank to see much more than a beard or a blonde or a whiny jerk. What do you got?
Involving two men and a woman, here's what's up. 1900 hours, a car containing two men and a woman crashed into the lobby of the Pierce Hotel. The passengers fled before we got there.
Dispatch car to the Pierce. What else?
That's it, involving two men and a woman, sir. Two more liquor stores and a laundromat were hit by copycat clowns.
You realize they're probably somewhere in the third world by now.
Yes, sir. Someplace nice.
All we've got going for us is the city. Our only hope is that they're mired down in the same shit that you and I have to wade in every day. Why do I still want this fucking job? Can't I imagine a more inspired destiny for myself?
Sir, don't talk like that.
Here's another one. A man jumped from a moving cab into a newspaper stand. There were two other passengers in the car, a man and a woman.
He jumped from a moving cab. That's panic. That's somebody on the lam. Damn it, that doesn't sound like the guy who hit that car horn. When was that?
2035. We're not even on the scene yet, sir.
It's them. It's them. Send all nearby units to the scene.
Loomis. Loomis.
Did we get the cab? Are you gonna hit me now?
No, but if your leg is broken, we'll have to destroy you.
Can you get up now, pal?
Too bad. It looks pissed.
Come from 10 backwards.
10. That's great. Forget it. That's enough.
9, 8, 7.
Oh, nice. Professor Henry Higgins is going to spot us. We're going to go in here.
This ain't my dick in your back.
That's a relief. We came about the money.
What'd that walking corpse say?
He said they come about the money.
Ask him what money, asshole.
What money, asshole?
Incredible. They're playing games.
Yeah.
Tell him you're gonna play games on his fucking head.
I'm gonna play games on your fucking head.
You must hate this warehouse. Because it's going to be a 3-alarm job after tomorrow.
Danny. Come in.
Come in.
What? What the hell are you doing?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
We'll ask him.
Mr. Skelton wants to know how come he don't know you.
Gee, because I'm new?
Because he's new?
Tell him Lombino didn't say nothing on me about no new bag man.
Lombino didn't say nothing.
Mr. Lombino? Huh? Mr. Lombino? Since when does a wise guy like you deserve an explanation from a giant like Mr. Lombino?
Mr. Lombino didn't say nothing to Mr. Skelton about
all
no
right,
new
enough
bag...
already, Johnny. Don't you see me standing right here?
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry.
All right.
What happened to Mario?
Mario? Somebody dared him. So we threw Earl here out of a moving car.
Same spot he done Johnny. You must love that spot.
The man is an animal. He's sick.
All right. I'll give you the money. As soon as I call Mr. Lombino, they'll check you out.
Fine. Actually, perfect. I can hear Mr. Lombino now. Skelton just called me to check on Chip.
Mr. Lombino, please. Skelton.
I guess Chip wasn't so hot. Guess I'll have to put that animal, Mario, back on Skelton.
No. Wait, Uncle Mike? Mr. Skelton, wait a minute. We don't want Mario to come and hear that big bald giant with the stupid sunglasses knocking everybody around for kicks. I mean, nobody's stupid enough to do this for a few K. They gotta know that Mario's gonna come after them and pull out their livers. I mean, you know, I think that I might be right on this, so, you know, it's good.
$6,000, short shipment. You know, when I first heard the rumors about Lombino being back in town, I said, no way. I mean, a man never leaves his haven in Nevada. But now that I see you, I know it must be true. He's come to put his house in order. And that's why the man is king.
Yes.
Drugs, protection, you name it. Lombino is king. Tell him I said so.
Yeah. Anything that Lombino touches turns to gold. King Lombino. That's why he's the king. Right? Tell him I said so.
I will, John.
Okay. See you later. All right. Take care of your head.
Grandpa. I never thought we'd get out of there. Never. Oh, honey.
Tell us his bed.
You just ripped off the mob. You were born for this. Oh, Grim. It must be in your genes.
This is lucky. Let's make this.
I can't make it. Okay.
Do you go to the airport?
Near the airport.
Great. We're on a roll.
You have exact change, right?
Give me $100. Hurry.
That isn't exact change.
Have you looked back there? I don't think anybody's going to object.
I look back there every night, friend. That's why I conduct my own affairs in a clean and hygienic fashion. I leave this stop in 1 minute and 45 seconds. Exact change or off?
All right. Give me a minute. I'll go get change.
I'll give you 1 minute and 28 seconds.
Oh! Louis.
Yeah!
Can't you kneel?
No. I can sit.
You can't sit. Not till you pay the fare.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, watch where you're going.
I'm sorry, I was going the wrong way.
Yeah.
No problem. I just need some change.
Hey, wait your turn.
You have to buy something anyway.
Huh? 52 seconds.
$98 to $62.
Oh, and I need a can of Maxwell House. No, the decaf over there.
Curtis.
Yeah, that's it.
can do.
He ain't going to make it.
Oh.
26 seconds. Oh.
Vince Lombino.
Lombino? He's in Nevada, right?
Supposedly somewhere in Nevada. He got out just as I was about to collar him. Still takes more out of this town in a day than a clown could get in a week. You're sure that's the guy that jumped from the cab?
Yeah, but I need him, sir.
Gladys Chin would the hemp lie. I'm table of Tony.
Can I ask you a question?
Get behind the white line.
Oh, please. Oh, come on, go. Just go.
My mom used to do this. Just like this.
You should have a kid, Phyllis.
Funny you should say that.
Really?
Sit back.
Well, Grim didn't tell me.
Grim doesn't know. I didn't want to tell him till after the job.
Well, tell him now.
I'm not going to tell him at all.
Don't you love him?
My sister always told me there's the type of guy you're crazy about, and there's the type you marry. Because if he's that exciting, you just can't trust him. But I told her, you can have both. And when I met Grim, I thought I did. But there's a limit. I mean, you said it yourself, Loomis. He's born for this. I'm just one of his gang now.
Oh, with something I said, you're gonna let that influence you? This is all my fault.
Come on. Nothing's your fault. Except you honk the fucking horn.
When you say near the airport,
0.48 miles.
All right, when do we get there?
2,230 hours.
When is that in human time?
10:30.
10:30. Say you had to walk it.
With that injured individual?
Yes.
I can't give you a precise figure on that.
Come on, make a guess.
21 minutes.
Thank you.
This isn't my usual route. My husband's in intensive care.
You're going to even that out, aren't you?
Mind your own business.
What do you say?
Well, his estimate, which I'm prepared to accept, gets us to the terminal at 9 minutes of 11.
9 minutes? We'll have 9 months? Minutes?
Huh?
How come I've heard that name Lombino before?
Oh, come on. You remember this guy. He shot out his brother's eyeball over a plate of Fra Diavolo sauce at Umberto's.
Can't believe our luck. To walk into his place all unsuspecting.
His place? You've walked into his places all unsuspecting many, many times. He owns restaurants, bars, supermarkets. The man owns preschools in this town.
You work for the clown, or does he work for you? Does the clown work for Lombino, too?
What clown?
Oh, very convincing, Manetti. I guess we should apologize and let you go now.
Yeah, right.
Help! Get back, get up.
He's in on it, sir. He wouldn't tell us a goddamn thing.
You idiot. This man doesn't speak a word of English. Come on. Relax, fella. Sit down. Sit down. Didn't I tell you to get me an interpreter?
I thought you said interrogator.
Bluff to me.
That's all he said.
Come on,
sir.
Give me the keys to the cuff. Get him a soda, will you? Probably left your own country to escape just this type of persecution. Damn it, get me an interpreter. Don't you realize the robbers told this man their destination?
But even if they did, sir, he wouldn't have understood a word of it. Besides, I don't even know what language he talks.
Get me an interpreter! Here, drink that. All right. Who was the clown? Tell me now.
What the hell is this, Ratzinger? Since when is it illegal to run for a bus?
Bluff to me.
A bus?
Yeah. Since when is that a crime? A bus?
Bluff to me.
Bluff to me?
Bluff to me. Bluff to me.
You're on a bluff, Tony.
I don't have time for this.
Driver, I'm a little disappointed in you.
Wasn't really awake.
Don't you think we should put him on formula? By the way, how do you feel about kids?
How can you ask me that now?
I'm sorry.
I happen to think that the slammer is a bad environment for them.
Hey, don't pop a stitch, will you? We're on our way to the airport.
To near the airport.
Well, Loomis is asleep. He can't do anything wrong.
Oh, except blurt out a total confession.
You think that's going to matter here? Come on, relax. We're home free.
Bryn, I'm not coming with you.
What?
Oh! Jeez!
Ah! Oh!
No, no, son. I don't have time for this.
You poor son of a bitch. Come here.
No. Him. Come on. I've got a schedule to keep.
What can I do to help?
Behind the white line!
Listen, I'll pay his fare.
Fine. You have exact change?
You better get some help. You're becoming Ralph Cramden's evil twin.
All right, come on. Here, look, come on.
There's $6,000 in, bro, okay? It's real. I know how this city degrades the individual. It is appalling. Take this and start a new life for yourself. Somewhere off this bus, okay?
Come on, hey, you're gonna break your guitar. Come on,
there you go. Come on, we got a schedule. Come on. Let's go.
We will quietly pull over and board all number 9 buses. We do not want another hostage situation.
Is this the kind of person that you are? We lose a little bit of time and all of a sudden it's every girl for herself.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, if you stay behind, you're going to get caught.
Take my chances.
Why don't you tell me what I've done? What is it that you want?
I just want you to leave me alone.
Move it! Today!
Oh.
However, I will stay with you a little while longer.
The thing is, Wilmus, we lost a little time back there on the bus. You think you can walk any faster?
I'm sorry, Grim. I can't. You're not going to hit me again now, are you?
Nobody's going to hurt you.
Hit you again? I haven't hit anybody since I was 9.
Yeah, but it was me you hit.
You threatened him, and he's been through a lot.
Oh, are you still here?
Just promise him.
I promise.
Where's the airport? How far?
Flores! Flores para los muertos! Los muertos! Los muertos!
There must be a lot of competition for that corner.
Thank God she's not too symbolic or anything.
What does it mean anyway, Grim? Flores para los muertos.
I sure couldn't tell you.
You know, Grim, it means flowers for the dead.
Oh, God. We're all gonna die. Oh, we're all gonna die.
Give him a moment. He's getting his second wind.
Phyllis can't ride on that thing. Not in her condition.
Hold on to your transfer. You need a transfer to reboard. Hold on to your transfer. You need a transfer to reboard. Hold on to your transfer. You need a transfer to reboard. Move right along. Hold on to your transfer. You need a transfer to reboard. Hold right. There you go. Move right along.
Chief, you're going to want to hear this one.
Oh, you got something?
You're damn right I do.
We're going to the airport. I'm taking your car. Need him to make an ID.
You mean you weren't even going to tell me?
I wanted to, Grim. But when? Before the bank? Just to add some pressure?
And what about after?
I tried to tell you several times, but you were too busy being complete.
Grim, I gotta get this money off of my body.
Don't worry, we'll get you a duffel bag or something after we get past the x-ray machines. How many months? Phyllis, please.
They haven't boarded yet.
Let them board. That means they'll have passed the metal detectors. They'll be trapped and unarmed. I'll make the arrests on board, quietly and alone, before they even know what's happened.
It's my baby, too.
Jesus, Walt. This is a fairly young guy. I've got trained anti-terrorist squads who are prepared to deal with this kind of thing.
I want this. Frankly, I need it after today.
Thank you, Roy.
Got it.
Roy's gonna get us the duffel bag, a wheelchair, and some skis on a lost luggage to cover your lift.
Did you give him a couple of bucks?
Yeah, try 1,200. Scary, but Roy's sixth sense told him we were in some kind of jam.
ESP exists, Grim. It proved it.
Yeah, you picking up anything from me right now, pal? All right, I'm going in to get these boarding passes. Am I gonna see you in there?
I'll make sure the amazing Kreskin gets inside.
Good. Now what?
Hey, clown! Get the hell back in line.
I just have one question. Is there a problem, sir?
Too many passengers, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you better be afraid. Nobody does this to Russ Crane. Nobody does this to Mrs. Russ Crane, you glorified stewardess, you! What's the matter with you? You afraid to do a man's job?
Right through there. Name, please?
Oh, thank you. Yes, Grim. They're looking for two men and a woman, so let's split up.
Okay, I'll say goodbye now.
Are you crazy?
I'm sorry. Do you think this is easy?
Just what did I do tonight that you didn't do?
You turned into Jimmy Cagney. The bank was just a springboard for you. You know, you ripped off the mob, you bribed Roy, you managed to totally demoralize that guy, Edison, and he had the gun. You stole that watch.
I bought the watch. And the Edisons are going to have better sex than they've had since Altamont. Whatever I did it so that we could all leave here together. Do you think I should just be a bumbling idiot?
I just think you're not going to be able to go back to being what you were.
I'm not going back. I'm going to Martinique with $1 million taped to my butt. Unless you keep screwing around, in which case I'm going to jail, and we all are.
Grim, I'm thinking of the baby.
He'll be about 3 when you get out. Those foster families are great. Unless you get a mercenary or a religious nut, and he'll be able to visit you, and you'll be able to show him how to make license plates.
Jesus! Thank God you're reaching out to me with love and understanding instead of just trying to scare me.
It's all I have time for. Now, one of us has to take Loomis and push him. Why don't you?
The men's room, Grim. I'm gonna freak out if I don't get this money off me.
Shit. Meet me on the plane in 2 minutes, okay? Please.
You were hard on her.
It was the only way to make sure in the time allotted.
Maybe you should have told her you loved her. Maybe that was the way to make sure.
Oh, Jesus, Lewis. Now you tell me.
Oh.
All right, just once more.
No.
Please. Ready? I'll go real fast, please.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, now. Now help me zip this up.
Oh.
You people can keep this city.
You think you're late enough?
Well, you must be from around here. Well, we'll just go and have a great time anyway, huh?
Right, Grim.
Oh, this was not my idea. This was not the plan.
I'm sorry, Grim.
Give me 3 minutes before you come in.
Gotcha.
You go. Just promise me you see a doctor as soon as you get there, okay?
No. We were all going to go together.
Hey, you two with the mileage upgrades. Sit down. You believe the filth that they let into first?
Do you mind? Come here, Lewis. Look at you. I mean, you have to get away now. When I find Phyllis... If I find Phyllis.
Yeah, I mind.
You goddamn strap hangers are ruining Mrs. Crane's beverage service.
You okay, baby?
Your Bloody Mary's not too spicy, is it? That's my girl.
See you soon. Get a tan. Moisturize before you peel.
Wait, Graham. We can find her together.
Oh, look.
I hate to do this to you, babe. You'll never take me alive, rat singer.
Save yourself the disgrace, Lambino.
It's the king.
Vince! You fucking whine!
He's come for the king.
You snake!
Even if you get past me, there are 50 cops waiting outside that door.
Still got another minute.
Edwin prepared for departure. We ask that you pay close attention to the following information. All of your gear and items.
How can you hit it with something else?
Or in the enclosed over in your apartment, leaving all aisles in here.
Thank God!
Bitter with Mario, Vinny. When you were playing cards with your stinking Goomba.
Nobody does that to Mrs. Ross Crane.
Ah, quit making him angry.
Sticker, Vinny. It's sticking at his neck and a lot more powerful.
Phyllis. Phyllis, they just caught this guy.
All right. And Slambino, a.k.a. Russ Crane. You're under arrest. The crimes of murder in the first degree, murder in the second degree, arson, pandering, sale of weapons, felonious assault, blackmail.
Use of spouse as a shield.
Hey, Mario, how come you squeal? Tough guy.
Screw you. That's him. Shut him up, Bobby Husky!
Come on!
Mrs. Lupino! Hey! Up there!
Hey!
Benji! I love you, baby! I love you! I love you, Benji!
Hey, hold it, my friend. Thanks for the assist.
No problem.
I'd like to give you a commendation. What's your name and address?
Oh, that's great. Dan.
Dan.
Chapalsky. With S-K-I ending?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 111 Astoria Boulevard, Queens, New York. 11101.
Okay, Dan. Which are more like you?
Don't say that.
Come on, James.
Hey, it's Red Singer.
Chief, you gonna run from here?
Chief, is this the greatest day of your career?
Hey, who the hell called these guys?
I didn't, sir.
Hey, remember, we gotta commend this Chapalsky. I mean Chapalsky.